daf is daf yudalad. We got pretty far down, 10 lines down yudalad. The Gemara says, Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel had, we learned from Shmuel yesterday that he had this concept of, we were introduced by Rashi, but the Gemara is going to tell us why Shmuel said if the word achrayos was left out of the document, it was really a toh sofer, and you are able to collect not only from the Bnei Chorin, but even from the Mishubadim. So Gemara didn't tell us what the reason why. So here the Gemara tells us around 10 lines down on yudalad, Amar Shmuel, my time of the Rabbanan. Why do the Rabbanan say they're allowed to collect even from the Shubadim? So, and the reason, really the point was, why can't you return it back if you find the shtar on the floor? You don't return it back to Bezdin because they're going to collect on it. Even though it doesn't say Achrayos, they'll still collect from the Shubadim. What's the reason? So here he tells us, Farhan the Gemara tells us, the Rabbanan Sare Achrayos Toso for whom? It was a mistake. What does that mean it was a mistake? Says Rashi. Rashi says, Achrayos Toso Sofer who? Kishenu kasa b'shtar sofer hushata. If it didn't write in the shtar, it's the sofer who made the mistake. It should have been written there. Why? Avazeh lo hilva. It says lova, but it should be hilva. Zeh lo hilva. The bank wouldn't lend money lo ma'osav. Lend the money to the guy below achrayos nechas without having a lien on the property. To lo shadi inish zuzei bichdei. No one throws money out for without any protection. So clearly it was a mistake by the sofer, and it meant to be there.
The collateral.
Achrayos is a lien. To lien on all the property. So that's the pshat. Even though it doesn't say achrayos, it clearly was intended. It was the bank. It was the sofer's fault that it wasn't there, and you're allowed to collect even from the mishubadim with a shtar that doesn't say achrayos. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rava bar Idi isi le Rav Idi bar Avin umi Amar Shmuel halchidishmi. Will really say this that achrayos is tal sofer who v'hamar Shmuel. Doesn't Shmuel say shvach shvar v'shibud? You have to discuss with the Bali Davar whether they want to write these things in the document. What are these things? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says Shvach Shvar Vishibud Tzarech Limloch Hasofer Tzarech Limalech B'mocher Tzadel Chaveru. He has to speak to the seller about these particular stipulations. Lishal Heimanu, you have to ask the Mocher Im Yekabel Alav Lichto B'Shtar HaMechir. If he wants to write in the Shtar Mechir, the document of sale, Shu Shiabe Lo Nechasev L'Mechir Zu. That he wants to, if the guy is selling his property, is he willing to put a lien on his other properties? Shim yavo bal chovo b'chifenu min alokeach. In the case where the bank, let's say he owes money to the bank, I sell my house in Greenfield to someone else, and it turns out I owe money to the bank is going to seize that house in Greenfield from the person I bought it to. Am I willing to put my other properties that I own, a lien on it, in this situation where the bank takes away his property, so the cash could collect for me from my other properties? Am I willing to do that? So he has to consult with me whether I want to do that as the mocher. And right, again, v'yitredim min lokeach, shig ba lokeach zeh karen. What's the shevach now? V'ashevach shishbiach ba lefnei tirfo. Now, I sold my property to this guy, the lokeach. Now, he's working on my field and building the land. Now it's his. Now, when the bank takes away from him, what's going to be with all the shevach that he had enhanced the land? So am I willing to also hashevach shishbiach ba lefnei tirfa mishefer idus shebenechasim? So shevach means all the enhancements, and the shefar means the idus. When he collects for my property, am I willing to give up my best properties to give him? So these are three different questions that the sofer has to ask me. Am I willing to create a shibud on my other lands? Am I willing to give up my shefer, my edis? Am I willing to pay for the shevach as well? The lokeach may have enhanced the land. So we see clearly that shibud is not taken for granted. It has to be consulted with the mocher whether he wants to write it or not. And above we said that Shmuel holds that no, it must be written. And if it's not written, it was clearly a mistake and it should have been there. So that's the steer within Shitas Shmuel. So Gemara says, let's say, Le maman damarha lo amarha. It's really machlokis what Shmuel held. It's two opinions. One held that Shmuel thought that achrayos was tau sofer. The other one felt that it wasn't tau sofer. You have to consult with the mocher whether he's willing to put achrayos in the document. So it's a steer, I'd rather machlokis and shita Shmuel. But then the Gemara says no. Lo kash, it's really not a problem. It's not two opinions within Shmuel. It's two different cases. Lo kasha, kan bishtar halva. One by a shtar halva, de lo yahiv inish zuzei bichdei. Nobody gives money away to someone without any protection, for no reason. When a bank's going to lend you money, there's going to be a lien on your house. So that's why if a chrayos was left out, it was a toh sofer, it should have been there. But the other case, kan b'mekachu memkar, is a sale. When I sell my house, I don't put a lien on my other properties in the case where my house gets taken away from the lokeach. Why? De avid inish de zavin are liyome. a person is willing to buy a property even though it's for one day. As long as he's going to get some hana out of it, he's willing to buy it. Even though maybe the bank's going to take it away, he's not going to demand that the achrayos be written in the document. So two different scenarios. By halva, achrayos must have been there. It was a toh sofer otherwise. By mekach hamemkar, people sometimes buy houses without having a lien on the mocher's other properties.
Isn't it like automatic that if somebody sells you a house that there is a lien on the other property? Meaning if he sells you a house and then somebody, one of his lenders, you can't, I mean the Gemara says you can't go back and get out and stuff. Unless he has nothing else, but if he does.
If there are no achrayos, then I have no right as the lokeach to chase after him. I might have tainas on him, but I can't take him to a court for that if it doesn't say achrayos in the shtar.
You just, even though he has other property,
Unless I write, according to this Gemara, unless I write achrayos on the sale, I don't have the right to. Now, he might want to make me happy and give me something else instead, but I have no din.
And if you go to Beis Din, the psak wouldn't be that he loses other stuff.
I should have written the achrayos on the shtar. I didn't. So that's what this Gemara teaches us. And the Gemara brings a maisa. Kiahi davua bar ihi, avuo, the son of ihi, zavin alisa me'achte. He bought a property from his sister. Also, Balchov Tarfamina. Now his sister's Balchov came ahead and took the land away from the brother. Also, Lakame de Mar Shmuel. So now the brother went to Bar Shmuel to complain about his sister. She owes me money now. Amarle, Kasvulacha Achrayos. So he asked him, did you write Achrayos when you bought this land? Amarle, lo, I didn't write it. So Amarle, Im Kain, if that's the case, Zil Lashalma, go off in peace. Lashalma, you have no tain on her. But don't you harm you the maimer that holds that it's a tel sofer? So he says, I'm sorry, the honey mili bishari hava. That's only by hava. The bank would never lend money out without writing achrayos. And if it wasn't there, it was meant to be there. But that's only by hava. Aval bishari mekach umemkar lo. That's not a tel sofer because sometimes the avid inish dezavin aral yomi. Sometimes people are willing to pay a lot of money even to use a property for just one day. And if it gets taken away, you have no tainus. So Gemara says, Amar bai bai. He says, now Ruvain shemachar l'sadeh l'shimon. Ruvain sells a property to Shimon. Bachraus with the achraus willing to take up any responsibility if it's taken away from Shimon. Uba balchov de Ruvain. Now the balchov of Ruvain comes along. The katarif le minay and takes the field away from Shimon, the lokayach. Dinahu, the din is, de azil Ruvain umishdai dina bahadeh. That Ruvain is able to intercede here and speak directly to the Balchov and say that I'll deal with me, let Shimon keep the sadeh and you and I will work things out. He's allowed to. V'lo matzi amrle, and now the Balchov can't say to Ruvain, la bal dvarim didiat, you're not ours anymore. Because we want to take this land, we have a lien on this land, you can't deal with us. Because Amar Lei, Ruvain says back to the bank, Demafkas Minei, when you take it from him, Alai Didi Hada, he comes back to me to ask for money. So Ruvain is able to speak directly to Bezdin. Bezdin can't say, we have nothing to do with you. So there's a machlokas here, and it's, even though the Gemara says Dinahu, it sounds like it's appropriate. It's logical that Ruvain could become the Toein here. The Nitziv says it's actually a Chiv. Ruvain has an obligation. If he sold his land b'achrayos to Shimon, he has an obligation to step in and speak to Bezdin before dealing with him. But most Rishonim argue in the Nitziv and say, no, it's a dinah. It's appropriate, but he doesn't have to. He wrote a contract that Balchov could take away the field and Shimon could come chase after me, Ruvain, to take the money. I don't have to stand in the way and deal with the court case. So that's a machlokas, whether or not he has to step in or he's allowed to step in. Now, what the Rishonim all deal, the Achronim really deal with here, is such an obvious point here. Ruvain's the Baal Maisi here. Ruvain was the one who's dealing with the bank. So why would you think that I can step in and talk to the bank? I'm the one that you really want the money from initially me. So it's so obvious. So they talk about, since I'm not Nogea anymore, since the field isn't mine, even though I'm the one who really originated the whole Maisi that came with me in the bank, but right now I've got no money, I've got no land, I'm really out of the picture, there's a Havamina to think that ain't a Hanami, since I'm not Nogea Badavar anymore, I wouldn't be considered a Baal Maisi. No, since he's going to chase after me for the money, that makes me considered the Baal Maisa here.
But the lender is chiyuv is first to try to collect money from the borrower,
right?
That's his
chiyuv. Yeah, I have no money.
He can't go straight and say, I want the land.
Correct. He's not allowed to. So he comes to me, I've got no money, I've got no property, I'm an ani. He goes off to Shimon. So you would think Ruben has really no say in the matter anymore. Kamashman, he does. So there's a long discussion in the Achronim about Nogeh Be'edus. My Nogeh Be'edus, I've got no money anymore. I have no tainus, and I can't pay back anybody at this point. So there's a large discussion in the Achronim about who, what's considered a Baal Maisa, who's considered a Baal Maisa, who's considered Nogeh Be'davar. So then the Gemara says, Ikadami, there's another interpretation here. Afilu Shelo B'Achraos Nami. Now this is a big chiddush. Let's say I sold the property to Shimon without a chraos. And if the Baal Chov takes it from him, I walk away. It's his problem. Even then, I'm allowed to step in and speak directly to the Bezdin. Damalei lo nichli de lehevei l'shimon taruma salaya. I wasn't trying to play games here. I thought I would have the money to pay the bank. I didn't think the bank was going to confiscate your land. I don't want Shimon having any tainas on me. So even though l'mais I don't owe anything to Shimon, the fact that I don't want Shimon to have any tainas on me, that allows me to step in and speak directly to the Bezdin. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara now says, Amar Abai, last three lines on the Yamud, Amar Abaye, Ruvain Shemachar Sadel Shimon, Ruvain sells the land to Shimon, Shalom Achraos, without any Achraos, V'yatzolav Asikin. Now what comes out, Rashi says, Asikin is Orin, people are starting to be towing, that's not really Ruvain's land to sell, Machlok is what type of era that is, but let's just say Pashas is, they said that Ruvain doesn't own the land. So now Shimon starts to second guess, maybe he shouldn't go through this purchase now. So what happens? Before he made a chazak on the land, so then Yachal Achzerbo, then Shimon was able to retract and walk away. What does it mean? So says Rashi, Ubashlo Nasan Malas, he didn't pay money yet. Misha Hichzikba, once he was a chazakba, he made a chazakah in Yachal Achzerbo. He's not able to be chozer, says Rashi, in Yachal Achzerbo, Afilo Nasan Malas, even if he didn't get money yet, Shakarka Niknates Bechazaka, the mission tells him Ba Basra. A few ways to do a kinyan chazaka, null, gather the parts, you make a breach, you make a little ditch, or close a lock, or a fence. So chazaka works, even without money. So it's all about a chazaka. If you made the chazaka, it's too late. If you haven't done the chazaka, then Shimon could walk away, which seems like a very obvious point. Why? Why could he walk away? So rather, why could he hold on? Why is he stuck to this? Why can't he be chozerbo? Damar Lei, the mocher says to the lokeach, he says to him, "Chayte de kidrei savers v'kablos." You know, I was selling you a bag of literally knots of ksharim knots. Rashi says, but you accepted. You're willing to take this. It was a bad purchase in your hand, but you understood the situation, and you too late. So it's a final deal. So the Gemara says, "May masai havi chazaka." So what's considered a chazaka? When is it final? Michi daish amitzri. When he's daish amitri, daish literally means to walk, amitri means on the borders. So Rashi says daish amitri really means misaken gvulei hasada umagbian umigaveim. He fixes the borders. He starts to do some gede defense. He maybe delineates the borders of some sort. He does some type of tikkun to the land, and that's when there's a chazaka. Tosos writes in the bottom of Yudalim and Aleph here. There's a long Tosos. He has like eight questions on this sugya here. About this, such an obvious point. Of course, when there's a chazaka, he can't be chozer. And of course, before there's a chazaka, he can't be chozer either. So he has that's one of like eight questions he asks. So he says, you know what daish amitri means? Based on the sugya and Baba Kama and Baba Basra, when he walks the length of the field, based on Avram Avinu, when he walked la'arka la'rachba, he walked around Eretz Yisrael. So that was a kinyan karka. The Gemara Baba Basra tells us. So that's a kinyan. He walked along the way. Once he walked along the way, he did his final walkthrough. That's when it's final. It can't be chozer anymore. Okay. So the Gemara now says, Ikadami, others say, Afilu b'achraos nami. Yeah.
You mean saying, Atzilach azika, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Rashi says, until he didn't give him money, right? What did Rashi
say? Rashi says, no money was given, just the chazaka.
But then when there is a chazaka, we say that he has to be gather parats, right?
So the chazaka is, that is the chazaka. Got the parts of null.
But obviously, if he will give, what if he gave money? It's also chazaka, obviously.
It's also a final kiddin in Echanami, right. Yeah.
So you know, it's almost like.
No, so it seems like the same. Rashi said, had he given money, also would have been final in Echanami.
But there is no, but Maos in Akonim.
No, by Karka it works.
By Karka.
That's only by Metaltalim. in Machlokas Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, we'll see later on in Hazav.
Doesn't need a chazaka. Malos would be enough.
Correct. Kesef chazaka work. Kesef shtar chazaka. All work for karka. But your question is, the Gemara could have said in Dasam Malos is to have hichzikba. That's part of Tosus's long discussion. Not too long, but he has a number of questions again. At the bottom, he has a different shot to this Gemara here. But according to Rashi, that's what's going on here. And this is even with Shaloba Achrayos. But let's say the Gemara says Zikadami, others say Bachrayos, Afil Bachrayos Nami, Damalei Achoy Tarfacha, Vashem Lecha. So what's Pshat here? So Rashi says Zikadami, Afil Bachrayos Nami, Afa Gav de Sof Sabred. Sorry, the first Zikadami before this implied if we sold Bachrayos to him, then it seems that he's able to walk away even after Hichzikba. He says, why do I have to wait until it gets taken away from me if I hear all these orin against the land? Let's just go back in the deal right now. Why waste the time? But the second man there says, no, afilu ba'achrayos, I can't be chozer bo. Damar le, again, the Gemara says, achoy tarfacha ba'ashem lecha. So the mocher says, they're just orin. Who knows if they're going to ever take your land? If they take your land, then come back to me, then I'll pay you back. But for the time being, just because you have achrayos doesn't mean you can retract once you've hichzikba. So that's the discussion here.
But if the guy didn't, he wasn't machzik in the paper, it might be different. What did he do?
No, so if he was hichzikba. The havamina sounds, hichzikba, you can't be chozer only when there's no achrayos. But if there is achrayos, it implies, the Gemara doesn't say this, implies achrayos, you can be chozer even after hichzikba. That's the implication of the Gemara, I think.
I think according to if he wasn't there, mafzik or money, I think he can retract with or without.
Yeah, again, that's the first. That's the Gemara says initially. Yeah. If there's no hichzikba, then certainly he can be yachal achzikba. But once he's hichzikba, he can't be chozer. That's only by no achrayos.
Here it says clearly.
But if there is achrayos. But for the first one or the second?
Exactly.
But the first one implies, but if there is achrayos, then even though he's hichzikba, he can be chozer. But now the Ikadamri says, no, even in the case of achrayos, the deal's done once there's a chazaka. And the mocher says, listen, we're not going back on this deal. If the bank takes from you, then come chasing after me for money. But just because they're orim doesn't allow you to be chozer on the chazaka that you already created, even though there's achrayos. Okay. New topic now. Gemara now says, five lines down, Itamar, Hamocher Sadeh L'Chavero, the guy sells a property to a friend, V'nim Sash She'enu Shelo. Turns out the Mocher was a Gazlan. It wasn't really his land that he was selling. So what's the halacha? Rav Amar Yeshtel Mos V'Yeshtel Shevach. Rav says that this, the Lokeach, gets to collect the money, and he also gets to collect from the Shevach, all the enhancements he put to the land. So he goes back to the mocher, the gazlan, and says, listen, I paid you $1 million for the house. Pay me $1 million and the $200,000 of money I put into the house. So he's able to claim everything, says Rav. And Shmuel Amar, Mos Yeshlo, Shevach Einlo. He's able to collect the initial amount that he paid for the house, but he cannot collect any of the Shevach, any of the enhancements that he added to the house or to the field. And I was going to explain why he doesn't have the Shevach either. That's Machlokas, Rav, Shmuel. Everyone agrees he gets the Mos back, the mocher, rather the Lokeach, gets the Maos back from the Mocher / Gazlan, but Machlok is whether he gets the Shevach as well. So the Gemara asks the question now. They ask from Rav Huna, Pirish lo es haShevach mahu. Let's say they stipulated that there's going to be the Shevach as well, that the Mocher says, if the land gets taken from you, they'll pay you back not only the Keren, but I'll even pay you back the Shevach. That was part of the initial sale and the agreement between the Mocher / Gazlan with the Lokeach. So Gemara says, Mao, so what's the din? It would seem to be obvious if that was part of the stipulation. So then you would think, obviously, the Lokeach could collect even the Shevach from the Gazlan. The Gemara explains, what's the suffix? Taima de Shmuel, the reason why Shmuel holds Mishum de lo Perish Shvach, the reason why Shmuel says that the Lokeach cannot collect the Shevach is because it wasn't specified. V'hacha ha-pirishlo, but here it was. So therefore, he's allowed to collect the Shevach. That would be the obvious approach. Odumar, perhaps we say, Taima de Shmuel, the reason of Shmuel is, Kevan de Leslai Karka, since there's no Karka. When he was selling the land, nothing really took place. He had no Shaychus. He was really just taking money from the Lokeach. It was a loan, if you will. Now he's returning back the $1 million loan. And Mech Sekiribis, now if he's paying back the Shevach as well, he borrowed $1 million and is returning $1.2 million now, that it's mechze karibis, and we can't allow him, and too bad that the lokeach loses out money.
Because there was no
mechira. Exactly. It's all money, just a transfer of money. There is no karka here. That's the suffix. So amar le'in, v'lav, v'raf yibad, b'yad day, we have such a phrase several places in Shas, where first he thought the answer is yes, you do collect the shevach. Then he says, lav, maybe you don't collect the shevach. And then raf yibad day was very, like Lashon Refidim, right? Raf yudeim b'torah, that's why Amalek attacked B'nai Yisrael, Refidim, raf yudeim b'torah, there was very weak in the learning. It was raf yibad day, it was very, very weak, he didn't know the answer. He didn't know what the answer was to this suffix. So then Itamar Amar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman came along and said, Amar Shmuel, quotes the name of Shmuel, Maos Yeshlo, Shevach Einlo, and he adds to the statement of Shmuel, Afal Pi Shepirishlo as a Shevach. You don't have Shevach even if you stipulated in the beginning in the agreement to collect the Shevach, he doesn't get the Shevach. My time, what's the reason? As we said above, Kaven, the Karka Einlo, since there's no Karka in this transaction at all, Schar Maosav Omeid Venotel. The money is just a loan. And it's being returned, and you collect the Shevach as well. It's Mechzei Karibis. Okay, so that's Shitas Rav and Shitas Shmuel. Again, Rav says you get Shevach, Shmuel says you never get Shevach. So Gemara asks the question, Eisvei Rav, or Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, who just gave this Pshat, that even if you stipulate, you still don't get the Shevach. So Rav challenges him from the Mishnah that's found in Maseches Gittin. The Mishnah says, Ein Motzin L'Achilas Peros, U'L'Shevach Karkaos. I'm going to go back and explain. U'L'Mazon Ha'isha V'Abanos. So let's say a person sells a land. I sell my property to someone else. So now what happens is I have a responsibility to feed my wife and to feed my children. And I have no money left to me. So they're going to go ahead to take it from the lien. They had a lien on the property before I sold it. So now what's going to happen is they're going to start taking money out of the lekuchos because they had a responsibility upon me before I sold the land. So the Mishnah says, and that's the whole Mishnah, it's a Perek HaShaleach, I think, where it talks about all the dinim of Tikkun Olam and Darchei Shalom. So it says, because of Tikkun Olam, we don't want you to, you cannot take away money from the Lekuchos. Why? Look at Rashi. So Rashi says, Lachias Peiros, the Gemara will explain later on what that case is. Ulemazon Isher Vabanos. Tanai Ksuba Shemekaba Olav Es At Tehe Yosfa Bebesi Umesani Minachasi. Part of the Ksuba is, I need to feed my wife and feed her daughters. Vechena Banos. Binin nukvin diavilechi minayu, that any daughters she has from me, inan yohon yosvin bebesi, when they're sitting in my house, umisan minachse, they're going to get mizonas from my property, ad tilkochan luguvin, until they get married to another man. So that's what's written in the ksuba. Ein motin la'echan mikolelu minachasim mishubadim, the daughters and wives cannot take from another property that I sold, even though they have a lien on it. Why? Mipnei tikkun olam, she'ima ta'omer yitarfu lukuchos. If you say that they're allowed to take from any of the sold lands, ain lecha adam shlokech sadeh mechavero. No one's going to buy property. Why? There's no person in the world who doesn't have the obligation to feed his wife and his children. And medaver shein lo kitzvah. And there's no limit to it. You're constantly feeding your wife and your children. V'achilis peros v'shevach karkos nami davar shein yadua hu v'ein lekuchos yodin lehizar b'kach. Now, lokeach, the guy buys the land. I have no idea what his responsibilities are, and his wife and kids are going to take the land away from me. And that's going to prevent selling real estate at all. So because of Tikkun Olam, they said a daughter and wife can never collect their mizonos from this property. So now the Gemara wants to know, what's the case of Ein Motzin L'Achilas Peros U'L'Shevach that was mentioned in that Mishnah alone? We just explained what it meant, Mazon Isha and Banos. But what does it mean, Ein Motzin L'Achilas Peros in Shevach? The Gemara explains as follows. So, continuing after Tikkun Olam, it says, "Mimisham dehu dulo mafkinen." You don't collect from the mishubadim if I sell the land; they have no lien. Ha mibnei charin mafkinen, but you can take from any available property I have currently. And it says, "Vekatani miel l'shevach karkos," and you also take shevach. So, what does shevach karkos mean? What do you collect? What are you taking shevach karkos from? My lav, is it not the case below keach mi gazlan? Is it not talking about a case where I was a gazlan? I sold this guy's land. I stole the guy's land and I sold it to someone else. I sold it to Reuven. And now the nigzal takes the land back from Reuven. So Reuven comes chasing after me for the keren and also for the shevach from me.
So we're
going against Shmuel. So again, Shmuel, we see that shevach karkos, that we only don't take shevach karkos from Mishubadim that I sold off later on. But any b'nei chorin that I have, you would collect shevach karkos, and I would pay back to the lokeach here. So it's against Shmuel. So the Gemara says, lo, not true. That's not the case. We're talking about a case of a bibal chov. The case of bibal chov here, the bibal chov is collecting it. What's the case? Look at Rashi, the first three wide line down. Lo bibal chov, shetarfa bibal chov mimenu bishvil chovo. The bibal chov, I took the land, I sold the land to Reuven, and my bank had a lien on Reuven's property and took that away from him. Velo gzula haisa. What's it talking about where it was stolen? Diahi vaday islay shvacha. There certainly the lokeach gets shevach here, the mechir mal yasi. So that's the case where we say ain motzin shevach karkalos from the mishubadim that I sold, but he can, the mocher, the lokeach can collect shevach from any bnei choron that I have if it was taken away from him by the bank. But this has no impact on the case of gzela. So the Gemara says iba balchov. It's talking about a case of a balchov now where the bank took the land away from the lokeach. Ema Resha, but look at the Resha. It says in the beginning of the Mishnah there, Ein Motzin Lachilas Peros. You don't take away from the Peros. But it sounds like you don't take Peros from Mishubadim, but you do take the Peros from Bnei Choron. Now, Viba Balchov, if it's talking about a Balchov where the bank took the land away from Reuven, Balchov Mi Isle Peri, does a Balchov get to collect the fruits? And when the bank takes a property, they don't take all the fruits out on the land. The fruit gets the lokeach who worked in the land. Takes the fruit off. The bank just takes the property, but not the fruits. So there's no fruits for the lokeach to collect. He gets to keep his fruit. So what's it talking about? V'hamar Shmuel, doesn't Shmuel say, Balchov goves a shevach, that Balchov collects the shevach. He collects the property and all the enhancements, but only shevach in he collects, only the enhancements. Avav Paris law, but the bank doesn't take the fruits off the land. The lokeach who worked really hard in the land gets to keep the fruits. So why is the Mishnah saying Ein Motzin Peros from the Mishubadim, implying you do collect from the Bnei Choron? So Gemara says, no, Ela Pshita Begoz of an Igzal. Must be that this first case, the first Resha, the Resha of the Mishnah, which is Ein Motzin Peros, the only situation it could be is the Gozel, the Gazan and an Igzal. So now the Gemara says, from the fact that the line of Ein Motzin Lachias Peros is talking about Goz of an Igzal, Umidiresha, the goes of an exile, must be that Seifa Zami, the goes of an exile, meaning the case of Shevach Karkos is also goes of an exile, and we see in the case of the goes of an exile that Lokeach does collect the Shevach from the Gazlan against Shmuel in support of Rav. So the Gemara, I told you it's not getting any easier at the end of the parak here, from yesterday's daf. So the Gemara says,
I'm sorry, didn't we say that they don't because of Shadon? I'm confused.
That we don't collect from Mishubadim. But any available properties, Bnei Choron, you do collect. Exactly. So we see here that a case of a Gazan, the guy stole the land, sold it, and then it was taken back by the Nigzal, so Lokeach has the right to collect the Shevach from the Mocher / Gazlan, like Rav says. The Gemara says, no, you can't bring me a Raya, just because that first line of Ein Motzin Achilas Peros is about the Gazlan, Mida Arya, Hakadisa, Hakadisa. They're two different cases. The line of Achilas Peros is a case of a Gzela. But the line of Shevach is talking about Balchov and has no bearing on the case of Shevach by a case of Gzela. Gemara says, V'ha lo tani hachi, but the Braisa doesn't say this. What does the Braisa say? The Braisa, which elaborates on this Mishnah, says as follows. The Shevach Karkaos Ketad, what's the case of Shevach Karkaos? That where the Mishnah says you don't collect from Mishubadim Shevach Karkaos, but you do collect from Bnei Choron Shevach Karkaos, Ketad. We're clearly talking about a case of Gzela. I stole land from this guy, and I sold it off to now Reuven. So now the Nigzal confiscates his land back. It's his. I had no right to sell it. Now Kishu Gove, when he's Gove, Gove's a Karen, Menuchas the Mishubad. And when he collects the Karen, he collects from the properties, even that which has a lien on it, that's been sold off already. And Shevach Govah Menachasim Bnei Choron. When it comes to Shevach, he can't collect from Mishubadim. He can only collect from Bnei Choron. Now, Hei Chidami, who's the one being Govah right now? Ilayma Kedekatani, Gazmi Man Gavi. The way the Braisa reads literally is that the Gazan's collecting Mishubadim and he's collecting Menachasim. Now, Gazan has no right to collect anything. He stole the guy's land and stole someone's money. So we're not talking about the Gazlan who's collecting money. El Alav, it must be a case. Kigon shegazel sada mechavero, u'machra la'acher vishbicha. I stole the land, then I sold the land, and that guy enhanced it. So that's the case where we're saying where the lokeach is able to collect the shevach. So clearly this case of shevach, the Mishnah and Gittin, is referring to not a case of balchov, but a case of a gzela, and it's in support of Rav against Shmuel that the lokeach from a gazan does get shevach. So Gemara says, no, amarlei lav tiruta kamatartas. Didn't we already answer? We already changed. There's something wrong with this brisa here. It doesn't read smoothly. So once we're changing it that way, Tartsami Balchov, I could have changed it a different way to twist it where it's talking about a Balchov and not where it's talking about a Gazan at all, and therefore that this Bryce is not a Rai at all for Rav, it's not Kasha and Shmuel. This Bryce is basically thrown out the window because there's a mistake clearly. Here we're still good. Again, we're trying to accomplish again the Machlokas is, just to review, Rav says that the case of the Gazan, Lokech, gets Karen plus Shevach, and Shmuel says that the lokeach from the Gazan only gets Keren, but he doesn't get Shevach because if he gets Shevach, it's Mechsei Karibis. So now the Gemara is going to attempt to bring in another Raya. Toshma, L'achilas Peros Ketan. What's the case of Achilas Peros in the Mishnah where we said, Ein Motzin, we can't take from Mishubadim for Achilas Peros. So we said above, that must have been referring to the lokeach from the Gazan who gets to collect his fruit from the Gazan. But it can't be talking about a balchov, because when the balchov takes away the property, they don't take away the peros. The lokeach gets to keep his peros, so there's no collection of peros. Must have been talking about a lokeach from a gazlan. So the Gemara now quotes a brisa, la'achilas peros ketar. Hareisha gazal sada mechavero, I stole land from this guy. Harehi yotzim etachos yado, now it's being taken away from me. Kushu gova, when I as the gazan, that's how you literally read it, when I as the gazan collect my money, govas hakarim min nechasim mishibadim, I collect from the actual property, the actual value, from even the properties that he sold off, uperos, from the fruits that I ate, gova min nechasim b'nechar, and I collect only from peros, from the available properties. The Gemara says, hey chidami, what's the case here? Ilema katekotani, if it's meant to be understood the way it's written, gazan miman gavi, I as a gazan, I'm not collecting from anybody, I have no right to collect anything. So Ella must be a case. Lav kigon shegozel sada mechavero. I stole it from this guy, and then umachar lach. I sold it to some other person. Vishbicha, and that other person was mashbicha. That's the case where we say he collects peros from him. So that's we see that this whole mishnah is talking about gezela, and it's a raya for Ra that even just like achilas peros goes, he collects. So to shevach, the lokeach collects from the gazlan. So comes along Amar Rava. Rava says, "Hacha b'mayaskinan." What's the case here? Kigon shegazel sade mechavero milea peros. I stole the property of his that was full of fruit. V'achas a peros, and now I ate the fruit. V'chafer b'boros shichin maros. Now, not only did I eat the fruit, I started to make pits and holes and destroy the whole property. So now what happens is, but nigzal. Now the nigzal wants his property back. But not only can he get his property back, his property is ruined. Someone stole the title, then someone ate the fruit, and then someone damaged it. There are three stages here. So now Bud Nigzal, the Nigzal comes and says, Bud Nigzal Ligvos Keren. He wants to collect the actual value, the initial value. He's Gova Minechasim Shubadim. He takes from the Gazan, me, my property, and if even I sold any property afterwards, he had a lien that pre-existed any of my sales. He could collect from those Lakuchos who I sold off to. And Bud Nigzal Ligvos Peros. Now if he wants to collect all the fruits that I ate on the field, then he could be gove only minchasim b'nechor, and only properties that I currently have in my possession. So that's what Rav is talking about.
We're not talking that the gazlan sold it.
Exactly. There's no sale here at all, and doesn't bring a raya for Rav and Shmuel.
How did an exile take from the chasim b'shubadim? When the other people enter the transactions, they had no idea about what's going on here with exile.
It's a good kasha. So you're going on the point that the reason why normally lukuchos, it's their fault that they are allowed to have things taken away from them because they have a kol. But what's the kol here? That's the kasha. If you understand shibud to be a shibud exists regardless of their awareness, then we would understand that. Because a shibud, if I stole property, so now the nigzal has a right to collect from me, and that goes on all my property, and I sell it, there's a shibud. But we typically understand it's all about kol. It's a good kasha.
There's kol about that also.
Yeah, when I stole the guy's land. Is Rashi saying?
They're in court, maybe, you know.
But this seems to be before court existed, before he went to court, probably. I'll take a look afterwards. Remind me, I'll take a look in the back, see if anybody addresses this. Okay, that's all according to Shitas Rav. That's how he explains the Gemara. Let's do one more line here, then I'll look in the back here. That, but then comes along the last line of Yudal Merbez, Rabba bar Ravhuna Amar, Kigon Shinalu Masikin. But Masikin took it. What does that mean? Says Rashi in the top of Tezvav, Natlu Masikin, Anosim Akum Natlu Minagazan Umachmaso. Some aggressive Goyim, Gazlanim, took it from this guy. And now he only took it because they didn't like this Gazlan. Had Reuven been holding on to it, they wouldn't have taken it from Reuven. Now I stole it and claimed that I owned it. They came Achmasi because of me. So what's Halacha? So Bar Nigzal Ligvos Karen Govim Minichasim Meshubadim. If they come to collect the Karen from me, they collect even from any properties that I had sold off. But Bar Nigzal Ligvos Peros Govim Minichasim Benichar. Okay, it's a different situation. Tomorrow we'll get to exactly why they don't say of each other. This sugya continues on. I don't want to go too far. They're going to try to figure out why Rabba doesn't hold like Rabba and why Rabba doesn't hold like Rabba. Let me do a quick review now, looking at Adam's question. A quick review is, we start off by saying that Shmuel says that when it doesn't say Achraus, there's really a toast sofer meant to be there. No one would ever lend money without there being Achraus. We end up saying it depends on really the transaction. That's only true by a halva. Nobody would lend money without any protection. The person would buy something without there being a chayal, so if it gets taken away from him, he has no taina, like we saw the case of Avu Bar'i and his sister. Then we had the situation of when Reuven sells a property to Shimon, and Balchov comes to collect from Shimon, Reuven's able to intercede and intervene and say that, deal with me, don't deal with Shimon. Now, certainly when there's a chayal there, because in the end of the day, Shimon's going to come chasing me, but then the Gemara said, Ikedami, even if there wasn't a chayal there, still, Reuven's able to go and intervene because he doesn't want any tainas. Shimon doesn't have any tainas on him, so he is considered a baal maisa in that case. Even though he's a maisa, he doesn't really have any involvement. Then we have the situation of a guy who's tried to buy land, and then there's some orin that says, "I'm not so sure if that's Reuven's land in the first place. Can Shimon back out?" So he said it depends on whether it's hichzikba or not hichzikba, whether they finalize the acquisition through a chazaka or perhaps even through kinyan mamos. We said dais b'mitzri, that's how you do a chazaka. Either means to walk along the borders or simply to fix the borders. Then we had the last machlok, is by Rav and Shmuel. The guy stole land and then sold it, and then it's taken away from the lokeach. Lokeach certainly could collect the initial mos from me, the mocher slash gazlam, but we have machlokas. Rav says he's also able to collect the shevach from the mocher, but Shmuel says he's not allowed to because it looks like mechzik ribis, and we spent the rest of the time going through different rayas, whether or not you could prove from the Mishnah in Gittin about ein motzin lachiz peros and shevach karkaos, whether it's about a gazlan or a balchov or some other case. Okay, we'll stop here and I'll look up that question.